we're really supposed to be talking more than we have been on BAI, BAI in general, about the coming changes that are happening. We need to have more dialogue about the direction of Pacifica. We need to talk about how it's going to be governed, because that's been one of the big sticking points. How voting will occur. Because originally the idea has been that you, the listener, will be a voting member of Pacifica, and you will be voting for representatives to the local advisory board, what will become known as the local governing board of WBAI, which will essentially run this radio station. And these are things which are, you know, vitally important. There are all sorts of issues that are being discussed now, and unfortunately some of them are not being discussed. And they're not being discussed enough, some of them not being discussed at all until it's too late. And one thing has happened in the past fortnight here since the Interim Pacifica National Board had its meeting, and that is an announcement that was made and a vote that was taken at that meeting regarding the lone remaining Pacifica program, Democracy Now! And there's a contract that's been signed, and, you know, sort of to the surprise of some. And what's happened is there's been a contract signed with Democracy Now!, and the contract has been put online. And I'll put a link on my website to that contract, among other things. A lot of stuff came out of the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting, and I haven't had a chance to link to all of it yet. And there are also documents in places, and I wasn't at that one. Somebody else has it on another website, so I have to sort of integrate that and figure out how to link to some of it. And I haven't done that, partly because I was melting for some of this past fortnight. I'm getting a look from Pickles in the North again. And in any case, we'll be linking to more and more of this stuff in the next few days here. In any case, it was announced that a contract has been agreed to with Democracy Now!, and a couple of things people are concerned about is, one, there was a settlement that settled the big fight that was going on in Pacifica. Pacifica is the foundation that owns WBAI and four other radio stations. And there was a big fight that was going on for years. Some people think it was going on for a little over a year, and some of us know it was going on for almost 10 years. This thing really started in 1992. And in any case, there was a settlement last December, and part of the settlement says that the Interim Pacifica National Board is only an interim board, and it can't do any major contracts, and certainly it's not supposed to be disposing of important property of the Pacifica Foundation. They're supposed to be a board that eventually gets elected by you, and they will be a full-fledged Pacifica National Board, and they'll be able to do whatever they please with the resources of this foundation, which has been built up over the decades. However, there is a major contract with Democracy Now!, and some people are concerned because, among other things, the trademark name Democracy Now! Has been given to an organization, the people who are doing it, and, you know, that's an interesting concept. You just give it away, and they're going to be given more money, and then they're going to be given the donor list of Pacifica twice a year, which is an interesting concept, the idea that you take a nonprofit's resources and you hand them to somebody and then pay them to take it. This is an interesting idea. I'm not familiar with this type of business arrangement in the world before. And I've not seen that happen in cases where there has been a good faith arm's length negotiation happening. And so there's a lot of questions about this. Why did it happen? I mean, you know, there's significant question, and I think there's more than question, about whether the executive director and the chair of the Interim Pacifica National Board were ever even authorized to sign a contract. And this is, you know, strange stuff. I mean, can't these people read? You know, the executive director and the chair of the Interim Pacifica National Board, can't they read? I know that when I'm in organizations and I'm empowered to do something, I pay close attention to what I'm empowered to do, and I always bring it back for everybody and say, hey, okay, here's what I think. How do we all feel about this? This isn't quite the way it happened with Pacifica, and we're talking about millions of dollars. And I don't know, is this the end of the beginning? Is this it? Or, you know, there are other programs in stations that are, you know, paid for, people who are paid to do them. Are those people going to also be in positions to basically be given a program and the airtime and have a whole lot of money thrown at them, and will they get the donor list too? I mean, you have a very popular program out from KPFA that certainly may be in the same position to demand that. We have a morning program here on WBAI. Are they going to also be given the same sort of deal? I mean, I ask this because if you do this about three or four times, suddenly there is absolutely no money left in Pacifica for anything else. On top of which, there's a question of if other entities have the donor list from Pacifica, and by the way, it's not reciprocal. If Democracy Now! Builds up its own donor list, I don't think it's given it to Pacifica. But, you know, then you're ending up competing for your donors with the other entity you've just created. And this is a problem. I mean, part of what we've got here is, I'd like to think that what we have is people who don't understand business in Pacifica. And I'm hoping that's what we have, that it's just people who don't understand that, you know, business is a specific thing. There are disciplines to it, and there are ways things are done. If you like somebody, you don't necessarily hand them the store, because that's not good business. So anyway, we have this big controversy going on here, and I don't know. I don't know if this is going to catch people's imaginations or not. However, we do have a communication from Ms. Carol Spooner. Some of you will have heard her on the air here before discussing some bylaws issues. And she's from the West Coast. And you may have heard me mention her name before. Carol Spooner, in 1999, initiated a listener's lawsuit against the previous Pacifica National Board after they had voted to make themselves self-selecting and completely independent of anybody. And basically, they became the owners of Pacifica and all of its resources and could do what they pleased. And P.S., they shut down KPFA for 3 weeks, and they spent every penny they could find in Pacifica to the point where we're now $5 million in debt. Very serious. Anyway, she filed the lawsuit, which eventually got settled last December, which made it so that all of this changed. And so she's the one who really did it. I know some people say, well, I was standing out in the street screaming. That's a nice thing to do, but you could have done that for a long time, and if that's all that was going on, I think WBAI would have been sold by now if Ms. Spooner hadn't gotten her lawsuit and hadn't gotten a unique situation where the California Attorney General and Pacifica is incorporated in California, and that's why we were able to get some laws from California on our side. If the previous Pacifica National Board had been able to reincorporate us in Delaware, you could have kissed this whole thing goodbye. It would be gone by now, and some people's pockets would have been lined. But Ms. Spooner filed the lawsuit and made them capitulate after a while. And that's what really changed everything. Ms. Spooner is now one of the directors. She's on the interim Pacifica National Board. And she has sent out the following everywhere. Subject, apology to Pacifica community from Carol Spooner. Apology to the Pacifica community. Over the past few days, I have received many calls and emails from people who are upset about the contract between Pacifica and Democracy Now! That was, quote, ratified, unquote, at the board meeting in Berkeley on June 23rd. A copy of that contract was publicly posted yesterday at WBAI.net. At the first meeting of the Interim Pacifica National Board on December 29, 2001, the board authorized the chair, Leslie Kagan, to negotiate a contract with Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! For that program to become an independent production, produced by Amy and her crew as independent contractors and no longer as Pacifica employees. A copy of the 12-29-01 board resolution is pasted below. At that time, all board members were receiving hundreds of emails urging us to return Democracy Now! To the air as soon as possible. Becoming an independent production was one of Amy's terms for returning to Pacifica's air. I supported the motion because I believed it would be good both for the program and for Pacifica for Amy to have editorial control and freedom, as well as more room to branch out into other media, as she was already doing with Free Speech TV. Amy had suffered years of harassment and interference from Pacifica managers, and despite all that, she and her team had created an outstanding program. And after her forced departure from WBAI in August 2001, and since September 11th, the program had grown even more important as a voice of dissent in the face of the fascism and war that is growing around the world and in our civic life here in the U.S. However, funding the program as a television production was not possible for Pacifica then or now. So, making the program independent, with Pacifica doing the radio distribution while licensing distribution to other media to Amy, seemed like a good idea. And I still think it was a good idea. I understood the December board resolution to authorize the board chair to, quote, negotiate, unquote, a contract with Democracy Now!, not to sign a contract without first bringing it back to the full board for review and approval. However, Leslie Kagan, in good faith, did believe the resolution authorized her to sign the contract without first obtaining board review and approval. So she and Pacifica's executive director, Dan Coughlin, after several months of negotiations, did sign the contract on June 1st of this year. I was shocked and upset when I first learned from Leslie about a week before this last board meeting that a contract had already been signed. But on reflection, I decided not to make a fuss because the signed contract was already fully enforceable. A contract with a third party is binding when signed by officers of the foundation. No use crying over spilt milk. There was nothing I could do to, quote, undo, unquote, the contract. Besides, I had no reason to believe the contract was a bad one. I hadn't seen it yet. The board did not get copies of the contract until Saturday afternoon of the board meeting on June 22nd, and I did not get a chance to read it carefully. Just too much was happening and not enough time until I skimmed through it during the board meeting on Sunday morning. I did not expect the board to be called upon to, quote, ratify, unquote, the contract, and I was taken by surprise when someone suggested we do so. I think I went along with the herd mentality without stopping to think. I am sorry. I apologize for voting to, quote, ratify, unquote, this contract without having read it carefully first. Such, quote, ratification, unquote, was not necessary because the contract was already fully enforceable under the signature of the chair and executive director. The board could not have nullified the contract by refusing to, quote, ratify, unquote, it. so it was an idle act. I believe the contract goes beyond the scope of negotiating authority granted to the chair by the board resolution of last December. However, even that does not make a contract with third parties void or voidable by the board. I do not believe the board authorized negotiation of a contract disposing of Pacifica's assets, the trade name Democracy Now!, our donor lists, the exclusive radio distribution rights, and I do not believe that Pacifica received adequate payment or any payment for these assets under this contract. It appears to me that we are paying about the same in production costs for the independent production, when added together, that we had in last year's budget for the Pacifica radio production. And Amy is bound to do the same on-air fundraising for Pacifica stations during the fund drives as she has done in the past. That would have been a fair deal. But we have given Amy a great deal more than, quote, freedom, unquote, to produce the program as an independent contractor. Amy has been given the right to directly compete with Pacifica in radio distribution rights to radio stations around the country that choose not to become Pacifica, quote, affiliates, unquote, and to compete with us directly for donations using our own donor lists, updated twice annually. And it doesn't appear to me that Pacifica is receiving anything in return for these benefits. However, I hope we will not tear Pacifica apart in fighting over this contract. I believe Leslie Kagan and Dan Coughlin acted unwisely, and they should have consulted with the full board before signing the contract. I hope a lesson will be learned here so that this kind of thing can never happen again. We need Amy's goodwill in order to make this contract as beneficial to Pacifica as possible, and I certainly wish her well. Please forgive this long rambling. I'm upset and can't think how to put my thoughts together well, but I feel I owe an explanation and apology to the thousands of you who fought so long and hard to restore Pacifica to sound management. I am sorry that I let you down. Carol Spooner, Interim Pacifica Board. P.S. I am sorry that I really will not be able to respond to personal email over the next month. I still must take the California bar exam beginning July 30th. A copy of the Democracy Now! Contract has been posted at WBAI.net. And then it says, from the minutes of the 12-29-01 board meeting, Leslie Kagan received a memo from Amy Goodman the night before the December 29, 2001 meeting as follows. Quote, Democracy Now! Is very much looking forward to returning to Pacifica airwaves from our current studio as soon as possible. To this end, our back pay must be released immediately, as we have continued to work full-time and broadcast an expanded Democracy Now! Ever since we were forced out of WBAI on August 13th. Secondly, former board chair Robert Farrell agreed to work out a contract for the independent production of Democracy Now! In other words, Democracy Now! Will be a non-profit entity that produces a daily program for Pacifica and other stations. While we realize it may take a few weeks to negotiate a contract, we are willing to return to the airwaves with a board commitment that the details of the independent contract, as well as outstanding grievances and legal and operating fees, will be resolved by a representative of the board. We are excited to see the network rebuild itself and will happily and vigorously help with all on-air fundraising as soon as A, our contract is finalized, which we expect to happen very soon, B, the fired and banned are returned to WBAI, and C, a process is put into place for the resolution of the Pacifica National News Stringers strike. We wish everyone at the new Pacifica congratulations and a happy new year, Democracy Now! Staff, unquote. Leslie Kagan then clarified the proposal as follows, that the negotiations regarding all issues would be with a member of the board representing the board in negotiations with Democracy Now! Motion to authorize the board chair to negotiate with Democracy Now! On the above terms, yeas, Teresa Allen, Pete Bramson, Janice K. Bryant, Dave Fertig, Dick Gregory, Ray LaForest, Rob Robinson, Carol Spooner, Jabari Zakia, Chair Leslie Kagan. Nays, Marion Barry, James Ferguson, Barney Goodman, Bert Lee. And that is from a director of the Interim Pacifica National Board, Carol Spooner, and you can find that online, and there you go. And I'll be linking more directly than I'm linked to it right now in the next few days. So, also, there's still this thing going on where some folks in New York, one of the factions, wants to have the voting that's going to happen for the people who will run everything. So what's going to happen is, it looks now like what's going to happen is there will be voting for the local governing board of WBAI and all the other stations too. But we're just going to talk about BAI. And people will be elected to the local governing board, and those people will elect people to the Pacifica National Board. And that's how things will be run. The question is, who gets to vote in the first place? It had originally been that all listener subscribers would get to vote, although it wouldn't be one person, one vote quite, because there'd be quotas and things, and I think it should just be one person, one vote, personally. But I could live, probably, with the KPFA model, as it's called, which is stipulated in the settlement agreement. However, some people wanted to bring up what they're calling, in a nice phrase, a, quote, constituency model, unquote, which I refer to as the listener-sponsored disenfranchisement model. Basically, it means one particular faction will pick groups, and those groups will be the ones to elect people, their own members, to the local governing board of WBAI. This is a disaster several ways. One, it's breaking faith with the listener sponsors who pay for all this. These groups, you know, they come here and they talk on the air, and that's nice. I've had plenty of them on the air myself. That's okay. But they don't support the place. You know, a lot of you do. If you've contributed money to this radio station, you are a listener sponsor of it. I think it's wrong to disenfranchise you. And unfortunately, this is being pushed in New York City. And I'm not sure that it's not going to happen. And I think this will be a disaster in several ways, because then you're going to have a sort of an ossification. You're going to have such a little in-crowd group that more and more the programming is going to be directed to and by these little groups that form the governing board. And, you know, these are groups, by and large, that at their meetings, maybe they get 20 people. If there are, you know, radio programs that are only getting donations from 20 people, this radio station will cease to exist. And there are a bunch of other reasons why I think it's wrong. But those two are good enough. And there are local advisory board meetings coming up. And you might look into some of those. You can go up to my website at glib.com and some other websites that I link to from there, and look around and see what you think. If you're somebody who's donated money to BAI in the past, you're the one whose enfranchisement is at risk here. So I think it's something listeners should start really getting involved in, because otherwise, you know, you're going to suddenly hear about BAI not being here one day, I think. Anyway, that's my opinion on what's going on here. And there you go. I read that, and we're here. Okay. All right. So, I got to say, with things going on right now, at this moment, I am not optimistic about the survival of the Pacifica Foundation and WBAI. You know, what the hell's going on, folks?